President Trump's nominee for Deputy Secretary of Defense tells senators he'd eliminate any conflicts of interest by recusing himself from all decisions involving Boeing, his most recent employer. But Patrick Shanahan's confirmation hearing gets off to a rocky start, with Armed Services Committee Chairman John McCain threatening to block the nomination. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, McCain's unhappy about the level of detail in Shanahan's answers.
McCain accused Shanahan of repeatedly dodging the Senate's questions, both in his written responses to advance questions for the record and in his oral testimony Tuesday. The chairman took special exception to one of Shanahan's written answers in which he said he would have to study classified information before he could say whether the U.S. should provide lethal defensive weapons to Ukraine. In Tuesday's hearing, Shanahan said he'd like to amend his answer to say that he did support such a move.
I'm glad to hear you changed your opinion, but it's still disturbing to me after all these years that you would say that you would have to look at the issue. Have you not been aware of the issue? Have you not been aware of the actions of the Senate Armed Services Committee? Have you not been aware of the thousands of people that have been killed by Vladimir Putin? Have you missed all that in your duties at one of the major defense corporations of this country?
No, Chairman, I'm aware of that.
Well, I got to tell you, it's very disturbing. Not a good beginning. Do not do that again, Mr. Shanahan, or I will not take your name up for a vote before this committee. Am I perfectly clear?
Very clear.
By the end of the hearing, McCain had taken the highly unusual step of asking Shanahan to revisit the answers he gave in the 46-page written questionnaire and consider rewriting them.
The answers that you gave to the questions, whether intentionally or unintentionally, were almost condescending. I want to work with this administration. I want to work with this president. I want to work with the new Secretary of Defense, who I happen to be one of the most ardent admirers of. Your job is one of the most important and key elements. And frankly, I'm not overjoyed that you came from one of the corporations, five corporations, 90% of the spending of the taxpayers' dollars comes out of five different corporations. I have to have confidence that the fox is not going to be put back into the hen house. So, Mr. Shanahan, look at the answers that you gave us and see if you want to abridge some of them.
Several senators had questions about Shanahan's experience as a Boeing executive, where he most recently served as the company's vice president for supply chain and as its chief operating officer. His agreement with the Office of Government Ethics calls for him to divest of all holdings in the aerospace firm, with the exception of his executive retirement account, and to recuse himself from all decisions that directly involve Boeing. He told the Senate he does not believe that recusal would have a major impact on DOD operations, despite the department's heavy reliance on the company's products.
In my view, I believe I can provide general guidance in terms of program execution and techniques to drive better performance without getting into the specifics of a particular program.
Other lawmakers expressed hesitation about the fact that Shanahan has no experience in either the military or the government, potentially making it difficult for him to take on the role of the chief operating officer for the Department of Defense. Senator Mazie Hirono is a Democrat from Hawaii.
What would be one of the first things that you would do to get yourself to a position where you can hit the ground running should you be confirmed?
I think the first place that I was going to hit the ground running was on the restructuring of R&E, the ANS organization, and then working the Chief Management Officer Initiative. I think that'll be a good way to begin to understand the inner workings of DOD. And then in the second phase of that, participating in the Nuclear Posture Review and the National Ballistic Missile Defense Review will also begin to allow me to interface with some of these other organizations and structures.
Because while you have a lot of experience in the private sector, the DOD is an entirely different, entity in order of probably complexity and all the people that you'll be working with. So I assume that should you be confirmed, you will have a list of to-dos and people that you're going to meet with so that you can become quickly apprised of what your responsibilities will be in running, basically, in running the sort of the nuts and bolts of the DOD.
Yes, Senator.
Thank you.
Beyond managing the congressionally mandated bureaucratic reorganization that's set to take effect next year, Shanahan sought to assure senators that he was committed to the rest of the reform agenda the Armed Services Committee has attempted to tackle in the last 2 years' defense authorization bills, including reforming the acquisition system. He said he would push for more firm fixed price contracts with defense suppliers, including for projects in the development stage.
This is a very effective tool to drive supplier or contractor performance. Having the right incentive clauses is very important. But I also believe, if confirmed, when we work the audit, we'll come up with a new cost accounting scheme so we can better understand what things should cost and understand to the degree how much we're overpaying. To me, really understanding the cost baseline that we have with the contractors is so important. And from that, we need to renegotiate.
Shanahan also committed to meeting the current legal deadline to place the Defense Department's financial statements under a full-scope financial audit for the first time next year. Although he declined to predict when DOD will actually earn its first clean audit opinion, he said audits are a vital management tool.
We need to have an understanding of our cost baseline, because whether you're in automotive or in aerospace, what should this ship cost? And it's just physics to weld it up. It's, We can run the math to say this is what it should cost in terms of commercial practices. That'll inform us. It's one of those, should cost tells you whether you're in the ballpark or not. And if you're 2, 3, 5x, we need to stop the meeting and start over, because that's just an unacceptable answer. I think, as I spend time on the audit, it's going to be, where do we want to spend the money to make sure that the data is accurate, and then how do we use that data to inform us on our cost performance? Because there's things that we have to do in the audit to pass it that maybe don't add value, but there are other areas where it really gives us an understanding of where we're inefficient, or in the case of acquisition, this should cost is really doing the qualitative analysis of what a similar type of, commercial vessel cost.
If confirmed, Shanahan would replace Robert Work, one of the few Obama administration holdovers still serving in DOD. One of Work's signature initiatives has been to develop and advocate for DOD's third offset strategy, the department's broad framework for maintaining technological superiority, including by incorporating new non-traditional firms into the supplier base of defense contractors. Shanahan said he was committed to sustaining that effort.
If confirmed, I think that's one of the more exciting aspects of the job is, we're seeing a transformation of technology, and this is the industrial base we need to grow. My experience at Boeing is on developing supply chains, so we really need to have a conscious focus on how to grow these new capabilities. I think we're onerous in terms of the requirements we put on these small organizations, whether it's to, demanding their intellectual property or to go through these complicated contractual mechanisms. So if confirmed, that's, an area of importance to me.
Jared Serbu, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Check out Jared's story and all of our DOD coverage at federalnewsradio.com.